Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Daryl, do you need to do a read here or something real quick before we
go ahead. Let's not hold up.
Travis Kelce, one of his coaches when he was a kid, Steve Bogus is his name. He's the head coach of Mayfield's hockey team right now. Sit down here for a second and just kind of kneel in. This is big time. I know it's exciting. Oh, why don't you grab a chair and come on over here? So, Coach Bogus here, I need you to sit up because I only have one microphone. All right, so tell me a little bit about Travis Kelce, the hockey player.
Just like the football player, very flamboyant and outgoing.
Don't get all nervous on me. I see you every day. Don't get all nervous.
Not nervous. He's just flamboyant, outgoing, and the way he plays football is the way he played hockey.
All right, you are the one that is quoted. I do believe that you talked to Jason Lloyd earlier this week. And did you tell him you thought he could make it to the NHL?
I did.
Do you think Travis Kelce should have played in the NHL rather than played football at Cincinnati? You're on the line.
Dude, I ain't answering that question. No. Travis did what was right for Travis by playing football. He was the football player.
All right, so his dad told us on the air that he played – all the way through high school. That's not, no. I thought he played to like 15 or 14. Right. And did Jason ever play?
Jason played all the way through high school, and Travis was done his eighth grade year when he was done with eighth grade and then went and played basketball.
Are you surprised at what's happened with him and how his life has turned out? I mean, some will say, then we'll start with Travis, that some will say Travis is the greatest tight end in NFL history. You know, I don't know if you want to buy that or not, but could you see some of those things happening when he was a young kid that was skating for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just his skill set, his athletic ability. Yeah, I could see him doing great things. And he did.
Obviously. Or is doing.
I mean, but we're talking about a multi-sport athlete that, you know, you don't ever – I mean, this don't come along very often. And then you've got a brother who's also able to make it to the NFL. So, I don't know. Let's talk about Jason for a second. What kind of a hockey player was he?
Hard-nosed, stronger than a mule, and he just would – a good hockey player. Smart, strong, just like how he plays center.
All right, so what's been your favorite part of this journey? Because it has been the Kelce Bowl, and everything's Kelce left and right. I'll give you credit. You're the guy that hooked us up. You and Todd Gunther hooked us up with Ed on the radio show with me and Jeff. What has been the most fun part of this week or even their part of their careers?
Just watch them grow as players, you know, and then still giving back to the community or even their communities that they're in now in Philadelphia and Kansas City.
You have to have one funny story about these guys growing up. Give me one funny story. Did one of them throw a helmet? Did one of them get in a fight in a game? Give me something.
Travis did get thrown out of his last hockey game. I can't remember what happened, but I know they told him he needs to leave. Jason, here's the thing, and I didn't tell Jason this. We were in a tournament. I think it might have been the last game I coached Jason.
How old is he then?
15, 16, I think. And there's a guy literally like hanging on his back. And Jason took a slap shot from the blue line and scored. I still don't know how he did it. Because a guy was basically trying to tackle Jason. Couldn't pull him down. And he scores. And the referee just skated by me going, wow, that might be the strongest 15-year-old I've ever seen.
Now, that's good stuff. Did Travis call the guy a jabroni? Is that why he got kicked out of the game?
No, that was before jabroni.
All right, were you shocked when he did that at the end of the AFC Championship?
No. No, I started laughing and just I was like, yeah, that's about Travis.
All right, last question for you. Are you mad that on the New Heights podcast, which is the number one podcast on Apple Podcast, by the way, Daryl, if you didn't know that one, that Ed gave me a shout out, and Travis said, "Oh, that's awesome." Well, he sort of said, he gave me the like that, or he gave him that. Yeah, he gave him an ooh, so that kind of made me feel warm and fuzzy. Are you jealous or are you mad at me about that?
No, not at all. It's fine.
All right, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say the Eagles.
Oh,
yeah. I think the Eagles' offense is better than the Kansas City's defense.
All right, do you have any questions, Daryl? Because I know I'll relay them to you. Or I can give him my headset if you want.
Hang on a second. This is like part two of the interview here. I want to know what hockey skill that you taught both of those guys is most applicable to their NFL success.
I think one of it was just not even them, but just any player that's played for me. I try to find where their potential is and just push them in that direction and go that way.
Do you credit your instruction on how to board a guy for Travis's unique ability to screen off defenders and catch like 150 touchdown passes?
Well, if you ask Travis and or Jason, Jason said it, that Travis doesn't know how to block, so I'm not going to take credit for that.
Do you think Travis knows how to block?
Yes, Travis does know how to block. I mean, you wouldn't get that far by not knowing how to block.
Which one was the better student from your position as a coach? Who is the most coachable, Jason or Travis?
I'd probably say Jason, because Travis, with his arrogance and flamboyant, he would like to press my buttons and just, you know, I would just have to skate away from Travis because, you know, he'd chirp a little bit and you just laugh at like, oh, get away, Travis.
You open Pandora's box. All right. Give us an example of something that Travis said to you that made you say, I can't deal with this kid anymore.
I don't know. It's a long time ago. And but it was all in good nature. And I know the way the boys worked, you know, I let them get away with a little, probably more than I probably should. But with their work ethic, you know, you let guys slide on things like that.
And you get last one for me. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey growing mm-hmm. up as parents. So are they taking sides in this game? Does dad take one team and mom take the other, vice versa? Like, how are they handling this as parents? This has got to be killing them, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I've sent them a couple texts through the week, you know, more saying good luck. And it was funny is I was in Buffalo this weekend with my kids for hockey, and the team we played was the Pittsburgh Yetis. And, you know, they call Travis the Big Yeti. So I took a picture of that and sent that over to him. And, you know, they're just taking it in stride one day at a time, I assume, and just having fun with it.
Did Mrs. Kelsey
couldn't you?
Cookies?
Excuse me?
Mrs. Kelsey ever bring you cookies?
I don't remember. She might have. I don't know. Hey, Daryl, it's been a long time, man. I'm trying to do the math. I think it's been over about 25 years ago. I think I had them. No, that's not right.
Yeah, it's a little less.
I was going to say, I was in high school back then, and I'm old.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see, 03 maybe? I don't know. I don't know how long it's been. I've lost track of time on when I had them and coached them both.
All right, Daryl. So I can see you on the other side, but I can't hear you. So here, let me get my headsets back so now I can hear you. All right, so Steve Bogus, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. No, don't, you're not off the hook yet. So the bigger part of this was, so you played for Cleveland Heights just like the Kelsey boys, right?
Yes.
And then you coached at Cleveland Heights too. Okay. So my question is, during the 80s, did you ever ask me for my autograph?
Get out of here, basketball.
Did you ever ask me for my autograph when we were coming off the ice and we had all those great teams?
Absolutely. I did ask it. I think I might have it in the garbage somewhere at home.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Steve Bogus. Well, look at that. What a drop-in interview. How lucky are we on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland to get insight that you are not getting anywhere else nationally on, you know, the world's greatest, second greatest podcast after New Heights, which was fun. Spit and Chicklets. Yeah, they give that. That's a pretty good podcast, too. All right. We'll talk about Office Ladies later after he walks out the door. Goodbye. Steve Bogus, head coach at Mayfield High School. By the way, he's got a kid named JD Sega, who's amazing. So anyway, that's that point. I think that killed the whole segment, didn't it?
He was great. Although I was a little disappointed that he was unable to share any specific comments that may have been made by Travis that made him skate away.
So that wouldn't surprise me. So he wants to maintain his friendship with the family. That's why he didn't go.
I was really hoping like it included some, you know, colorful adjectives or something.
All right, there you have it. That was our gift. Let's talk a little bit more about the Kelce's, the Super Bowl, and Joe Woods. We'll do that straight ahead on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.